Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
You can never put that many personalities on one pole. Like, even when I'm training and Nathan's training, sure we're brothers, but like something always happens where you have a disagreement.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Now, Sam, you're just after collecting all the official Rugby World Cup gear. Is it starting to kick in a bit more now over the last few days?
Yeah, I think this week in particular has been really special. Last night we were in the Mansion House. We got a really good send-off. All of our families got to come and we had a panel up on stage. Some really good speakers. We had Fiona Coughlin, Niamh Briggs and Fee Hayes. And then a few of the coaches and players spoke as well. Yeah, I think it's all kind of setting in now. This summer's just flown. Like, it's gone so quick. But yeah, really excited. We had a great training day today. It was a tough one. Last blowout in Ireland before we head over to the UK.
Brilliant. And if I can take you back to Cork a week or two ago, can you talk me through the emotion of being able to put that jersey on again after such a long 13 months?
Yeah, it was a special one to come back. And you know, this team has gone from stride to stride the last couple of years, and just to be back out on the pitch with the girls was really special. We had a little emotional jersey press the night before. There was a few of us coming back from injury, myself, Emer, Maeve Dealey and Bavin, and then a couple of three new caps as well. So it was just a really special night. I think you kind of forget when you're injured and you miss them evenings. So like them jersey press, you know, the captain's run days, the getting coffees in a different town. So to be able to do that again is really special, and I'm glad we put a performance, especially in the second half, that we were proud of, same in the Canada game. Some new combination and players coming in, so yeah, I think we're in a good place.
And you mentioned obviously yourself and the couple of others playing, coming back from injury, because there was a couple of weeks there for a while where it seemed like you were just getting knock after knock, but it's almost coming full circle now and you seem to be getting people back at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, we're still missing a couple of key players on and off the pitch. Darrow, She's played phenomenal the last couple of years. Like since she's gone to Exeter, I can't wait to go back and play Exeter, because she's come on leaps and bounds, and I have no doubt she'll come back stronger. Erin as well, she's working her socks off in the gym. I was going to say something else there, but yeah, I know the pain they're going through. I just, like, anyone trying to manage an injury this time must be, it's so incredibly tough. But yeah, I know the two of them, we miss them very much off the pitch as well. But yeah, we've gotten a few players back, the three I've mentioned there, and yeah, we're going well.
And what does that do for the team, like outside of the pitch, even just to get that lift of players coming back that you thought maybe wouldn't make the squad due to injury?
Yeah, it's great. Like even our bench, you know, coming on 60 minutes when, you know, we've put in a big 60 minute performance, to have players coming off the bench and injecting that pace and, you know, physicality is what we need to finish off games, and it'll be really important throughout the World Cup. But yeah, no, it's good. And it's great to have them players back in the squad, even off pitch. You know, we have so many big personalities. And yeah, we're really excited and looking forward to going over to England.
And that's so important, I suppose, on days in between games when you're trying to keep emotions a bit light.
Yeah.
Is there a couple you'll be watching out for now, Frank, from the hotel?
Look, we've spent probably the most time over the last 6 months that I've ever experienced in an Irish jersey, which is great. And we haven't killed each other yet. But no, the girls are class. I have to say, Niamh O'Dowd, Ruth Campbell, Beth Buttermer, they really lift the spirits high. Beth in particular, last weekend at the Jersey Prez, she was on the tunes, and they had Brittany and Ruth and Beth made a song for each person's walk-in, and it was just like, they're the moments you'll remember and take out of this. Like, Larry said something that kind of resonated with me last night in the Mansion House, and she was like, you never really remember the moments in the games, like, because you've so much adrenaline and everything. It's like, they're the special moments you take away. So the last two Jersey Prezes have been really special, and I'm sure the next six will be as well.
It's amazing that Beth Buttermer is able to make that impact coming in uncapped.
I know.
She's coming in with personality.
She has been phenomenal. Like, you know, it's a tough place to be. I can't imagine, you know, traveling reserve, but she really puts it all on the pitch and off the pitch. She's a great character. So I hope to see her get capped soon, because she deserves it. She's been quality.
And third game, obviously, you're playing New Zealand in Brighton. Brighton must hold like a special place in your heart. It's where you moved. It's where you began your rugby journey.
I know. I was talking to someone about this yesterday. It was a bit of a fluke. I picked up rugby. One of my best friends, who I worked in the Irish bar, Molly Malone's. If you're there that weekend, actually, that's the best Irish pub in town. Live music till 4 a.m. but I was working with her, and she said, "Yeah, you look like you should play rugby." So, yeah, I picked up a ball. I joined Lewis RFC, met a fantastic bunch of people, just real family there. We were quite successful in the time I was there. We were pushing on into Champ 2, like trying to get up into Champ 1. And then, yeah, started... I think COVID had just hit. I did a little trial with Richmond before that, and then COVID had hit, and I kind of thought I really want to push on and get into the Prem. And then I kind of thought my chance had been gone. And then luckily my coach, Owen Jones, he was at Lewis alongside Rob Williams, knew Giselle Maher, who was the head coach at Wasps at the time, and she got me involved. And then I met the Irish ones, Malloy, Cooney, Tricky, Clee, and yeah, just they took me under their wing, and I got my chance in here, and yeah, the rest is it feels like a dream now.
Did you get much pushback probably making that burst so quickly, coming over having played like Gaelic football all your life, under 16, notable mention to the lead under 16 team.
I know, I'm actually met Ash O'Reilly last night at the Mansion House, and just to see the girls and like where everyone's come in the last, what's that, 16 years ago, wow, it's unreal, like everyone's doing so well. But sorry, what was your question?
Did you get any kind of pushback coming over and not having come up playing rugby from being so young and making it successful pretty quickly?
No, not really. Like, I think I was quite raw, and I knew that. Like, I knew I had so much to learn. And to be fair, the girls in here were unreal. Like, we were preparing for World Cup qualifiers, but the extra work I have, like Kira Cooney, she would take me into her room and we'd go through all the lineouts. And then, yeah, there was an internal game before we headed off, and that got a bit spicy. But no, I have to say, like, everyone was so good to me when I came in, and I think we all just wanted each other to be the best. So, yeah, it was.
The green wave is something we hear a lot about. We saw you unfurling the big jersey there with messages from fans.
Yeah.
What's the impact you're hoping that this Irish team is going to have? Not just on maybe the younger people, but players that might be a little bit older like yourselves who take up the sport.
For me, like, the magnitude of my life has changed since I picked up a rugby ball. I just want everyone in the country to have that chance and enjoy it as much as I have. You know, the people you meet, the places you go, the experiences you have, the memories you make. Like, rugby's really changed my life, and you know, to do that, I was up in Navan Rugby Club on Tuesday night. They invited me up. I saw such a great group of girls there, led by Jackie Shields. Like, she has done leaps and bounds for that club. They've 3 teams now. It's amazing to see. I've never played with the club myself. Hopefully we'll play there after retirement or something. But baked me a cake, one of the girls, Kaylee, she drew like an actual, I can send it to you if you want. She drew a picture of me in an Irish jersey, and I was just so incredibly touched, and they gave me such a great send off. And just to be involved up there is so special. Like, it's such a family environment, and it's, you know, that's what it's all about. Like, the people you have around you, the memories you make, and I think we just want everyone to experience what we have.
Might be going back to Navan in retirement, but also did I hear you say once that you might try the AFL as well?
Yeah, I try anything. I don't know if I'm a bit too old for AFL now. I would love the weather in Australia. My cousin lives over in Perth, so yeah, I might be going over to him at Christmas time. So look, I might go down for maybe if they have an open session. But I actually did. I played. There's a team in Brighton. I can't remember their names now. I did a session with them. It is good crack. It's a lot faster. Maybe I'd have to maybe lose a few pounds and get the hamstrings going a bit faster. But yeah, no, I try anything. I love sports playing, but I played basketball, camogie, soccer, anything I'd get my hands on, really. So yeah, I'd give it a go.
Mike Curran, I think he's the recruiter for AFL in Gaelic football. If you're listening, Mike,
there you go.
Keep your eyes on England over the next couple of weeks for some talent.
Thank you so much.
Just finally on the co-captaincy role with Adele.
Yeah.
It's something you've done before back in 2023.
Yeah.
How do you work the dynamic between the two of you? Is it a bit of a good cop, bad cop situation?
Someone asked us this last night, and it was, tall cop, small cop. But I think we have a good balance of when one person, we kind of give each other the eyes and we know, you know, who wants to speak. And if one of us have something we really want to say, like, we'll go. And then we've so many amazing leaders in this group. Like, it's, you know, it's, we've been we've so many amazing leaders in this group, and it's great to have different voices around the camp driving standards on and off the pitch. So me and Tricky get on really well. It's amazing that you get to captain your country with your best friend. Like, that doesn't happen too often. But she's throughout my injury, like, Tricky really held that space for me and, you know, got me involved as much as she could. And I think she kind of knew times where I needed to be left alone and just haul it out in the gym. But we're there for each other. We haven't got to play with each other since we've qualified that Scotland game in Kingspan, so hopefully coming soon and we can run riot together again.
And final question, if there's one player to keep an eye on for us this year in the squad in the World Cup, who would it be?
Brittany Hogan.
Dana, you're just after getting set up with all the gear for the World Cup. Is it starting to kind of sink in now?
It's getting a bit more real now. There's huge excitement today. Just did a tough session, so it's nice to get the gear and get it all packed and get on the plane tomorrow.
So hard to believe that you're still only 21. Getting called up, if I can bring you back to the tour to Japan, just after doing your leaving cert as a teenager, how do you feel you're different from now to then?
I'd say massively. Like, it's been a quick 3 years, kind of. You could say we're gone full circle. Playing Japan next week as well, so but definitely massively developed personally. It's just about building experience as well, as a 10, and getting to play a lot of international games. So it's been huge for me, but I really enjoyed the last few years, and hopefully it's just a start as well.
There seems to be a real special, kind of playful bond between this group, especially earlier when you were knocking around with the big jersey. The vibes are good in the camp.
Definitely. We're all really excited to get going. I think as a squad we get on really well. It's one of our goals to be really connected, to get through hard times and build resilience as well. So I think we've done that really well over the past few years and kind of built up our green wave and hopefully inspired a few people along the way.
That you have, and only more to come over the next couple of weeks. Do you think that'll be really important, especially you've got so much time off during the day, during the games, that the resilience within the team will come in handy?
Definitely. We're expecting a few highs and a few lows, but it's just about staying tight-knit together as a squad, and it's not too far away from here, so hopefully there'll be a few family and friends over there as well. Hugely excited to get going. Hopefully there'll be a bit of sport there for us as well. Bring an Irish crowd over to England, so just massively excited to get going and get into the first game.
In terms of being a 10, obviously there can be a separate pressure, you know, you're going to be facing those situations over the ball. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think the past few years has kind of been starting off in WXV3 and kind of getting over that, and then building into a few Six Nations as well under the belt. So I think each tournament has just been a stepping stone to the next one, and we've built a bit of confidence along the way, and I think that's hugely important going into a World Cup, to know you can come through tough times and get over them quickly. So feeling good.
We had Raj on the breakfast show a couple of months ago, just after the Six Nations game against France, and he spoke about having missed a couple of kicks, how you'd bounce back, how it's so important to stick to that routine but know it works under high pressure scenarios.
I think someone told me about that at the time. It's great advice, just to focus on you have the work done. It's kind of just to go back to what you know works for yourself, just keeping the head calm and focusing on routine. I think that's a huge thing going into a World Cup, just focus on the basics. If you get the basics right, then hopefully everything else will fall into place. It's great advice.
You listened to him, so you didn't ignore Raj.
So I think someone told me after the Italy game what he said. So yeah,
we won't be giving him the credit though, will we?
No, it was someone else.
And I noticed, if you don't mind me asking, the tattoo on your left calf.
Oh yeah.
What does it mean?
That's Japanese. I got after my first cap. It means kind of like cherish the moment. So yeah, it was just, I don't know, like kind of taking in the experience after my first cap, and just to remember, I think it's a good one as well going into the World Cup. Just enjoy every moment, and yeah, just to take it all in, I suppose.
That's going to be pretty special as well, coming up against Japan in the first game.
Yeah, it is definitely, and I think it's like a reminder not to look forward. You know, forget about the next game, forget about New Zealand, Spain, just focus on the task at hand. And you know, if we break it down smaller, the first kick of the game or the first catch of the game, and yeah, that's all you can really do, I suppose.
And can you chat to us a little bit about the influence of Garrett on the team and on yourself as well?
Yeah, he's been massively good for us. He just has so much experience. Like, he's had a huge career over in Exeter, and like, it's good to pick his brain about some stuff. Yeah, we've been doing a bit of work, like watching games and stuff, and listening to what he thinks from a 10's perspective and from a team's perspective as well. And then just like in terms of kicking, we've done a huge amount of work, not just me but the whole back line. Yeah, I think we've grown hugely in that space as well, like building variety in our kicking game and stuff. So yeah, he's been really good for us.
And he was speaking to one of our reporters last week, and he mentioned the how you can see the Gaelic impact on a lot of players, yourself as well, played with Carlo. Is that something you can see among the team?
Yeah, I'd say so. For myself anyways, like, it's been a huge help. I think like the game itself, Gaelic football, kind of gives you, you're more scanning down the pitch rather than side to side. So yeah, it's different perspective, different style of play from other countries, I'd say. So yeah, it's good to have as well.
If there's one person on the squad, if you're to ask like the Irish public just to keep an eye out for now over the next couple of weeks in the World Cup games, who do you think it would be that might necessarily go under the radar sometimes?
I'd say,
just looking out for the first person you see now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'd say probably Niamh O'Dowd. Yeah, she's an unbelievable workhorse. Like, her attention to detail is unbelievable, and I think she's definitely one to watch. Aoife Dalton as well, like, she's been so consistent over the last few years. I don't want to name too many names, but yeah, there's so many. Yeah, so keep an eye out on us. Yeah.
And for you yourself now, when you're lining up for a kick in these pressure moments, is there something you can do to calm yourself down and bring yourself back into the moment, or are you trying not to think about the brevity of the moment?
I'd say, like, yeah, not thinking about the situation or the pressure, just pretend, or just thinking about the kick that's in front of you, looking at the post. You know, just pretending you're on the training grounds doing a session with Stino. Yeah, kind of just don't overcomplicate. You know, just focus on the kick itself.
And you mentioned the green wave earlier. There's going to be huge for support for you either over in England or here at home as well. What are you kind of hoping to inspire the younger generation?
Yeah, exactly. I think just, like, I know for myself, my own journey, like seeing the Irish girls playing Six Nations game on telly, and it's kind of just creating that exposure, and like, hopefully there'll be a few younger people there that might give it a try, you know, pick up a ball and just try it. You never know, like, there's been so much opportunity that's come from rugby for me. So yeah, it's just a great game. I think Ireland's in a great place in terms of like the women's game, and I think it's only just going to get better as well.
I saw Tolo RFC had a big post up about you on their Facebook page. Yeah. Do you get a chance to, have you had a chance to get home there recently enough?
I was down at one of the give it a try sessions at the start of the summer. Yeah, it's just great to see, like, when I played there wasn't like girls teams for like the minis age groups, but I think they're starting up like the huge numbers down at give it a try. So yeah, it's just great to see growing numbers in the game.